It's continuing coverage of AGWSR softball. I'm being joined by head coach Brock Holmgard after the Cougars fall to number 11 and 1A Ankeny Christian, 15-0 in four innings to close the season here in regional quarterfinal action. And coach, obviously it's certainly tough to see it end that way. Those bats for Ankeny Christian just could not be stopped, especially in that third inning with two home runs there as well. What's kind of your take on how things ultimately played out in this one in what ended up being the season-ending loss?
Yeah, we were missing some pitches there, struggling to throw strikes. And when we did throw a strike, it was right down the middle of the plate, belt high, and they made us pay. Katie Quick hit the grand slam, I think, and then I can't remember the shortstop, 27, hit the breezy, hit a three-run home run. So you take those swings off, and it's kind of a different game.
Yeah, certainly. Again, 15-0, the final score. When it comes to, defensively in this game, it's not like you had a ton of errors. Ankeny Christian was just hitting the ball really solid. What were you kind of seeing, from your team defensively as far as maybe trying to adjust to some of those things? What kind of made it tough there from the defensive aspect of it?
Yeah, we kind of went away from just getting the sure out, and we tried. I know Lila had one where she tried to tag the runner out at second base on a ground ball, and she missed her. And then we didn't have time to make the throw to first to get that out. Kind of same thing with Cadence. She made a great play in the gap between her and third, and looked at third base first, but Kaysen had went after the ball, which is fine. And we didn't have time to make that throw over either. So, and that cost us a couple runs early in the game. I think that was in the second inning. So, just those things. It's an eighth grader playing shortstop and a freshman playing second base. It's just kind of one of those things that happen, just a mental lapse, and cost us a little bit there.
Obviously, season is done at this point, but for the players that are going to be coming back next year, what are some of the biggest lessons or takeaways to be had from an experience like this, you think?
The big thing is don't give up. If something doesn't go your way, you need to really just bear down and flush that mistake and move on, and immediately after you make that mistake, make sure you're going hard after the ball or whatever you need to do to make up for it. That's our biggest thing right now, and like when we're struggling at pitching, we don't need to get so frustrated to where we can't throw strikes. We just need to get back to our basics and get the ball over the plate and hit our spots and hope for the best.
All right. Don't want to keep it too long here. I do want to make sure we recognize your seniors, for their contributions. Ella Deemer, Trevin Smith, those are it for you guys. So just those two seniors. But I want to just give you a chance to, recognize those girls and their contributions here over these last few years, especially, with you kind of taking over this program here within the last few years as well.
Yeah, so Trevin's been a five-year starter for us. Her career started in left field her eighth grade year, and then I think her freshman year we moved her into shortstop, and she's been there ever since. And then this year we kind of split time between shortstop and center field, just depending on who was pitching and stuff. So, she's a great hitter, great leader. She's our vocal leader. She works super hard, super strong arm. I'm really going to miss watching her play. She covered a lot of ground no matter where she was, whether it was at shortstop or in the outfield. She made a lot of plays that nobody else could make. Read the ball really well off the bat. Wish her a ton of luck. Next year she's going to, I believe, Southwest Minnesota State to play volleyball to D2 school, and she's going to be set her up there. Hopefully her success continues through, and I know she'll be successful in life. She's just super smart, works hard. Same with Ella. Ella's going to go save all our lives someday. She's going to be working the National Weather Service. Hopefully that's her goal. So she's destined to do great things. She's more of a quiet leader. She doesn't want to be out front and talking a whole lot, but she leads by example. You're not going to meet a girl that's going to work harder for you and try her hardest at everything she does. So I'm going to really miss those two. She's contributed to the team 5 years too. She base ran as a eighth grader, and I think she base ran pretty much until she was a junior last year, and then she started out in the outfield for me when I finally got her convinced that outfield's not that bad. So, and she did a great job out there, covers a ton of ground, really just pretty solid out there, good bat. My best bunter I'm gonna miss that. I always knew if I needed a bunt and Ella was up, I could get it down. So yeah, we're really gonna miss that with her.
All right. Any final thoughts you want to share here tonight?
No, just super excited for the future. You know, we had a bunch of eighth graders get a lot of varsity time this year. So, we had three of them that played a lot of varsity, a fourth that did a lot of base running for us. So, I'm super excited for the future. You know, we had two freshmen started. You know, tonight we had two freshmen, two eighth graders start, a couple sophomores, juniors. We're really getting a lot of our team back. We're getting 7 out of the 9 back, really 8 out of the 10 if you count the DP. So I'm super excited about that. I'm super excited for the future. I think some of these girls are real softball girls and want to get in the gym in this off season and get some things fixed and see how next season goes.
All right, that's HWSR softball coach Brock Holmgaard. Thank you so much for the time here tonight.
Hey, thank you for covering us. Appreciate you, John.